Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Tyler. How can I help you?
Hi, Tyler. My name is Louise Curry. And I canceled an order on yesterday. Does that mean you all are going to refund me my money?
Well, here, let me take a look at your account. What's your zip code, ma'am?
28210.
And then can you remind me of your first and last name again? I'm sorry.
Louise Curry.
All right, let me take a look. And I was able to locate an account matching your name. Can you verify that mailing address for me, please, Ms. Louise?
1612 Longleaf Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28210.
All right, let me just place you on a brief hold. Let me go through the notes, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding, Ms. Louise. So as I go through the notes of the account, they stated that they informed you that they were going to cancel it, but they were not going to send you a refund.
They didn't tell me I wouldn't get no refund. Why I'm not going to get a refund?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They didn't tell me that.
Yeah, and here
they did not tell me that they wouldn't refund my money. I need my money back because I told them I can't afford that price. That's too much.
All right, so what I can do is I can offer you a 35% refund of your funds.
I need my $92. I can't.
Okay, I can do a 50% refund of your funds because that's what they say that that's a valid charge because you click that box when you ordered the product that states that you'll be charged if you don't can't call in and cancel.
That writing is so small on that website. And then I went back to look the website up. I can't even find it.
Okay, so it looks like it was serum, face cream serum that you ordered. Is that correct?
I put it back in the mail. I sent it back to you. I couldn't even open this stuff. It feels so tight. I can't even open it. So it's in the mail coming back to you.
Well, they'll probably end up sending it back to you because our shipping warehouse is only a shipping. It only ships out. It doesn't receive. So just let me put you on hold for a second, Ms. Louise. Let me see what I can do. All right. So after looking over my protocol, I can offer you a 75% refund on your funds, ma'am.
What is 75%?
Give me 1 second.
I can't even calculate that.
Give me 1 second. I'll let you know here in a second. That'll be $69.68. That will be sending back to your card ending in, looks like 4796.
I need my full refund. You don't understand. I'm on disability. I just cannot afford to even give away.
Well, just give me 1 second. Let me speak to my supervisor, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for holding, Ms. Louise. So I am able to go ahead and process that full refund for you. If you just hold the line for a second, let me handle that, and I'll give you a cancellation number, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. All right, so I did go ahead and process that refund of the $92.90. You should see that those funds in your bank account anywhere between 7 to 10 business days. The number I'm getting ready to give you, I'm pretty sure they already gave it to you. You called in and canceled, but I'm just go ahead and give it to you. That way you can, I know I gave it to you. You said you have something to write with, Ms. Louise.
Your voice is going in and out. Say that one more time.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. So the number that I'm getting ready to give you, I'm pretty sure they already gave it to you when you called in and canceled, but I'm going to give it to you just to make sure that I gave it to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So that number is C as in cat,
257,
659, 578.
Okay.
All right. And so, like I stated, you should see those funds in your account in about 7 to 10 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's it. I appreciate you so much.
No problem. I was glad to assist you. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
That's one other question I have for you.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
I sent it back. You said they're going to send it back to me.
They might send it back to you because they don't receive things at those warehouses that ship out to you. They only ship out. So don't be surprised if it shows back up as return to sender. But you don't have to send it back to us.
The gentleman that I spoke with didn't tell me that either.
Oh, that you didn't have to send it back? Well, yeah, we're not going to take it back from you.
No, because I told him. I can't even open this stuff. I'm sending it back. One was $91 and something, and then the 90, I said, that's $200. I'm on disability. I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah,
and like I say, only find the print is so small. I guess I was fascinated by the $6 and $7, so I'll just leave it alone next time. But I appreciate your help so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service, Ms. Louise. You have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.